Blog Talk Radio.
This is 8-Figure Business Coach Radio. Welcome to 8-Figure Business Coach Radio, episode number 15. Part 2 of 5 Characteristics of Building a Million-Dollar Business. Hi, I'm your host, Victoria. Building an 8-Figure business is an intentional thing, not accidental, for several key factors are necessary to bring it all together. Each week, I talk about different strategies, branding, marketing, that will actually build you a multi-million-dollar business with the purpose of scaling it to sell. Now, let's get into it. Today's episode is part 2 of Freedom of Money. I repeat that, Freedom of Money, 5 Characteristics of Building a Million-Dollar Business. In part 2, I'm going to talk about having an online presence. That is so important in today. And just a little statistics there. I'm not a big statistics person, but it says that the average person in 2 years ago would take 10 actual reviews, look at different items before they make a decision. Now they're up to 24. They look at 24 different websites, compare, shop. So if you're not online, you're not even going to be considered. So let's look at what we talk about with the two reasons why we want to have an online presence. One, it's for building trust. One of the main reasons why you want to have an online presence, whether you have foot traffic or not into your retail store, whatever type of industry you have, you still want to have a great online presence. Building trust is one of the one reasons, and educating. You want to educate your potential consumer what they are missing by not coming into your business. So what can we do to do, what is some of the ways that we can do to build that? Content. We've heard so many things about content is king. Well, it's not just content. It's how it's placed. Exactly where we place the content. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the very first thing that I love, which is a blog. So many people talk about blogs, but blogs are really great for building trust. It's one of your favorite places where you can put all your information right there. And guess what? One of the main things I like about a blog is it is a search engine's one of their favorite things. Search engines just love blogs. So if you have a blog, it allows you to have uninterrupted attention as far as to your client, to your potential client. We're just going to go ahead and say to our client because that's what we're calling it. The next thing we want to talk about is social media. Well, social media is very important. Of course, we all know that, but you may be really good with Facebook. That may be yours if you're doing B2C, or if you're doing B2B, LinkedIn is really good. So understanding what's the best social platform is really important. Pinterest is really great if your market is between, say, 35 to up to 50, 60. Predominantly women, 80-something percent is Pinterest is women. So if you're looking at something that really interests women, Pinterest is probably your better bet than maybe Facebook. But social media is another great format for building trust. Reviews, uber important. Having reviews is so important. Now, let's say it's hard for you to get a review. Let's say it's hard for you to get a review, or it's really difficult for you to get any testimonies. Sometimes people, even though no matter how good you are, they just don't like leaving testimonies or reviews. When we're talking about reviews, we're talking about Yap, we're talking about CitySearch, Merchant Circle, all of those are for reviews. Sometimes you have individuals that leave reviews, sometimes they don't. Really, really try to press upon your customers to leave reviews so that way you can have a nice collection of reviews from prior customers. Testimonies, very important. But then once again, it's hard sometimes to get someone to leave a testimony. If you're unable to get reviews or testimonies and you're doing a bang-up job or you're just getting started, one of the ways you can combat that is go to a reliable content source. Whatever you're trying to prove, let's say I'm trying to prove how great coaching is. I would go to a reliable source, statistics that show that the average person, including Warren Buffett, gets coached every single day when it comes to time management. It is a known fact that Warren Buffett and some of the other fantastic CEOs have time management coaches. They understand the importance of it. So what I would use is statistics. I would have a testimony from another content that goes to my website that shows how important whatever my industry is, that allows someone to be able to compare why they necessarily need my product. The next thing we're going to talk about is educating. I love doing content for education. When you're talking about educating someone, you want to let them know why they need to come to you for whatever product your industry sells. So, once again, if you're selling baby products, say you have a great baby product that just everyone needs to have. Well, I may be just a new mom. I may not understand. So if you're educating me, then you're going to put in one of the main things you're going to put it into is a white page. A white page, white paper, is usually 7 to 10 pages that is actually going to give your point of view. Every business should have a well-developed core story that's documented in a form of a white page or an ebook. I repeat, everyone, this is really important when you're trying to educate. It really kind of goes into what makes you different, what is your secret sauce, and how you approach customer service, and why you do what you do. So this is going to educate. Seminars are fantastic. Workshops, seminars. I am a proponent of workshop and seminars. Webinars. Those are really, really great into adding value pack into a session that normally people would think they'd have to pay for. Guess what? If you give them to it at no cost and you deliver a great value, they should start to begin to feel like, wow, if they're giving me this at no cost, imagine what they're going to give me if I pay for it. Another great area to educate is frequently asked questions. But what you want to do is go beyond the normal routine, put in a lot of questions that most people wouldn't think to ask. That's the whole point. Don't go with the obvious questions and answers, but go with something that's a little bit different. Try to have between 5 to 10 frequently asked questions on something that maybe you just launched or something that's new that you want to share and you want to get some feedback. It's a great way to get feedback as well. My last one is success stories. Build a rich example of actual clients that succeeded through using your products. This is really great for someone that is looking to come aboard and become a client with you or a customer. So these are actually step-by-step ways that you want to build a fantastic online presence. And once again, whether it's local, regional, national, or international, every company, every business, every firm needs to have an online presence. And I call it a complete online presence. Because if you're doing search engine, or if you're doing social media, or if you're doing blogs, you need a complete circle of each one of those. And you might do a percentage. It might be 10% blog. In my case, it might be 70% blog, and it might be 10% social media. But think of it as a pie of 100 and put in the different percentages that you want to start out. And you might have to tweak it because it depends on your business. I really hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. I try my best to deliver each week points and nuggets that you can actually take away and implement on your business within your business right away. That's what I like to call what's working now, so that you can implement it into your business right away. Next week, we're going to have part 3 of 3 of the 5 characteristics to building a million-dollar business so that we have more freedom of money. Please visit us on social media, and that's Facebook at 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter at 8-Figure Business, or leave a comment to the bottom of our channel, or please subscribe to our channel. If you find these podcasts very helpful, please download them, comment on them, and we'd love for you to visit us at www.8figurebusinesscoach, sign up for our newsletter, and we send some great tips out and actually give you 5 strategies for the best way to approach business through our newsletters that we send once a week. Thank you so much. Have a successful remaining week. Look forward to seeing you next week, same time, Thursday, 2 o'clock, for episode number 16. Bye-bye.